But then again, maybe it didn't. Elizabeth let the man in. Minutes later, he'd mounted the steps to her second-story office. The weather outside had turned cold. They might have flurries overnight. But that wasn't the only reason this man had a dark blue Patriots cap pulled low and a thick red scarf wrapped tight. Unfortunately for the man, his eyes still gave him away. Elizabeth had seen the same cool gray gaze just this morning staring back at her from the front page of the Boston Herald. "State Trooper Kills Judge's Son," the headline blazed. "Late night shootout leaves family devastated." The photo had most likely been taken without the man knowing it. His gaze, peering off in the distance, appeared stark and grim. Elizabeth had no idea what it must feel like to kill a man, but the officer's expression implied that it wasn't great. "Good evening," she said evenly and held out her hand. "Dr. Elizabeth Lane." The man's grip was firm but brief. Then he buried both his hands back into the front pockets of his jacket.
"Bobby Dodge," he muttered. "Lieutenant Bruni said he spoke to you."
"He thought you might be interested in coming in."
"Should I have made an appointment?"
Bobby frowned.
"I didn't think about it. Guess I should have called first. Of course, it's late now, too. Maybe I should just leave."
Elizabeth smiled. "Appointments generally help, but it just so happens that you're in luck. My plans have been canceled at the last minute, so as long as you're here, let's meet."
"I don't know how this works,"
the officer said in a rush.
"I mean, I've never gone to any shrink. I'm not even sure I believe seeing a shrink helps. But the LT said I should come, and the EAU guys said I should come, so, well, here I am."
"What do you think?"
"I think I did my job. A woman and her kid are alive today because of me. I'm not ashamed."
Elizabeth nodded and thought that anyone who asserted that quickly that he wasn't ashamed probably was. She gestured to her coat rack. "Please hang up your things and follow me." Bobby shed his jacket, hat, and scarf. Elizabeth gestured him toward the open door of her office. She followed behind him, already making mental notes as she went. She'd guess his age to be mid to late 30s. Not a huge guy, maybe 5'10", 160 pounds. He moved well, though. Tight, controlled, a man who knew his way around. His jeans were well worn, same with his navy flannel shirt. She'd bet his family was strictly blue-collar and that Bobby had been the first to attend college. Rather than follow his father's wish for a corporate dream, he'd split the difference and joined the state police, still moving up the economic rung from his father but not drifting too far from his roots. He ran as a hobby and felt most at home when he was in the woods. She was guessing, of course. It was a game she liked to play with herself whenever meeting new patients. It amazed her how often she got it right. They entered her office, and Bobby immediately spotted the small leather sofa.